This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Airlines are clamoring for pilots, and analysts predict a shortage could only get worse in the coming years. High time to train more people who aren't traditionally represented in the profession. Katie Reardon of WKNL reports that one nonprofit flight school in Olive Branch, Mississippi, is already training a more diverse future workforce in the sky.
Beacon light is on.
Instructor Zakia Percy is helping a student prepare a single-engine Cessna 172 for flight.
Clear prop! Clear prop!
After routine safety checks and a brief taxi, it's go time.
Cessna 2431 on Branch Tarmac, left traffic, runway 36, clear for takeoff.
In addition to coaching students, Percy is also logging the airtime she needs to fly for a major airline. As an African-American woman, Percy is demographically underrepresented among aviators. But not where she trains.
Here at Luke Weathers Flight Academy, the female instructors outweigh the male instructors, and that's a gem. It's really not seen at a lot of flight schools and in the airline industry in general.
Nationally, women account for roughly 6% of pilots, Black pilots about 3%, and under 1% of pilots are Black women.
They're there. They're individuals who want to be in the aerospace industry, but the pathway for them is a difficult one.
Captain Albert Glenn, a retired FedEx pilot, runs the nonprofit Luke Weathers Flight Academy, named after a trailblazing Tuskegee Airman. It was founded by the Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals to help expand opportunities for women and people of color. Pilot training at Luke Weathers cost around $45,000, roughly half the price of some schools. The academy also offers scholarships and gears programming towards teenagers.
If you take a young Black child out and they see a Black pilot or see a Black engineer, they have a different perception when they see that.
And inspiring the next generation can't wait, says Shannon Morrison with the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University. Analysts predict a shortage of thousands of pilots as early as next year due to attrition. Morrison says it's an opportunity for the industry.
At the end of the day, a diverse community, diverse organizations perform better.
And that starts, she says, with building a more diverse pipeline. In Memphis, I'm Katie Reardon for Marketplace.